Amanda Hamm is free today after serving almost 5 years in prison in the drowning deaths of her three children. The Clinton woman left the Dwight Correctional Center this morning, having served about half of her 10-year sentence for child endangerment. Her boyfriend at the time that her three young children died, Maurice Legrone Jr., is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder. The couple had claimed that the children died accidentally after their car drove into Clinton Lake in 2003. A pastor who has corresponded with Hamm believes she'll be able to lead a productive life, but will never be free from the memory of the deaths. He also asked residents of Clinton to refrain from judging her. Illinois Comptroller Dan Hine says a lease of the state lottery can work as long as education has its list of funding priorities. But Hines, who spoke in Champaign today, says he's optimistic about this week's special session with House lawmakers. He also says he'd like to see the lottery lease proposal and says lawmakers must decide if it's a responsible way to fund a long-term capital program. The comptroller says the competitive bidding process to conduct that lease must be done in a transparent manner. And Hines says nothing will be accomplished without unified support.
The devil's in the details. We have to see what is being proposed and what the other caucuses, what the other leaders think about it. But secondly, we have to make sure that we maintain this attitude and approach of cooperation. Because it doesn't matter what the plan says. If people aren't getting along, if they're letting personalities and power struggles get in the way, then it doesn't matter what's proposed.
House lawmakers this week may also consider bills to restore some of the $1.4 billion in budget cuts made by Governor Al Blagojevich. Hines says the governor failed to show leadership from the beginning and identify funding priorities. He says instead Blagojevich did nothing for months and made cuts once the legislature passed him a budget. Hines says there's still a chance some of those areas that saw cuts, like substance abuse treatment facilities or state parks, could see funding restored through other general revenue sources. A planned $200 million ethanol plant in southwest Illinois is getting some state help. The plant proposed by Abengoa Bioenergy of Illinois will receive a $4 million grant through the state's Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Governor Al Blagojevich says the plant will be built by the end of next year. The plant just east of St. Louis will also be near the National Corn to Ethanol Research Center at Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. The Illinois Treasurer's Office wants credit card companies to stop targeting college students. The treasurers introduced a proposal that would prohibit credit companies from offering any gifts when marketing cards on campus. If it were to become law, the measure also would stop colleges and universities from giving out student information to creditors. Schools would have to educate freshmen if credit cards are advertised to undergrads. Lauren Buchlow is a freshman at the University of Illinois at Springfield. She says if offered a credit card, she'd decline for fear of falling into debt. She says if the measure becomes law, it'll be good for students in the long run.
I think it would probably give students less debt. Like, a lot of problems like arise from that with college kids because they don't realize that they have to pay it off.
It's estimated that a majority of college seniors have multiple credit cards and carry nearly $3,000 in debt. A nephew says Imam W.D. Muhammad, the son of Nation of Islam founder Elijah Muhammad, has died. Sultan Muhammad says his uncle died Tuesday. He didn't immediately offer further details, but says the family plans to issue a statement. W.D. Muhammad moved thousands of blacks into mainstream Islam after breaking with the group that his father founded. Our next report is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
Programming on AM 580 is made possible in part by a grant from the Thrifty Nichols American Classifieds, distributed each Thursday in over 100 towns in East Central Illinois, on the web at tnol.com.
It's 4:34, and Mike Sola has a look at our weather.
Thanks, Tom. Current temperature 68 degrees on both Friends Plaza and the top of the hour temperature from Willard Airport. It's as cool as 63 in Rochelle in northern Illinois and South Bend in northern Indiana. And even the warmest temperatures are well below average for this time of year. We should be getting up here in Champaign-Urbana around 81, a little bit warmer to the south, a little bit cooler to the north. The average high in Chicago area is around 70. And the hottest temperature we could find is Columbus, Indiana at 73 degrees. No precipitation. The cold front that pushed through our area is triggering some severe weather along the mid-Atlantic states right now. Earlier, they had some watches up along the shoreline from Massachusetts down in through New Jersey and even around Delaware, some strong thunderstorms. And the other big story is Ike, which has emerged from the west coast of Cuba back into the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to strengthen and head towards the Texas coast. Right now, National Hurricane Center is pegging a landfall somewhere between Galveston and Brownsville, Texas, and that would be taking place sometime late this week or early in the weekend. For Champaign-Urbana and surrounding areas, a clear sky and cool temperatures tonight with a low down to 47. Average low, 57. Tomorrow's high, 77. The sunny sky overhead will start to give way to clouds by tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's low, 53. Then clouds thicken through the day on Thursday, a high of 81. Showers and some thunderstorms Thursday night, the low 62, and more rain on Friday with some thunderstorms and a high temperature of 78. It's 68 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, talk of a U.S. withdrawal is intensifying. The government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is demanding a timetable as part of a security agreement now being negotiated with Washington. If conditions there continue to improve, Iraqi officials insist U.S. combat troops can be out of Iraqi cities by June of next year. Well, in a speech today at the National Defense University, President Bush took a small step in that direction.